This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The administration of President Ashraf Ghani vowed Friday to defend its capital, Kabul, from the Taliban, with efforts by Abdullah Abdullah, head of the country's National Reconciliation Council, to strike a political deal with the group seemed to be gaining momentum. This is Afghanistan, of course, where a senior government official told VOA, speaking on condition of anonymity, that the Afghan government was bringing its forces from across the country to Kabul and placing special forces in and around the city. Afghan special forces have so far proved the most effective against Taliban, but the 45,000-person force has been stretched thin thanks to months of Taliban offensives in multiple parts of the country. By Friday evening, the Taliban claimed to control 18 out of 34 provincial capitals in the country. The Afghan government has not denied that claim. Other than the vice president's tweet, the government in Kabul seemed conspicuously absent from public view as a steady stream of news of Taliban advances dominated the news and social media. Calls to government spokespeople went unanswered. WhatsApp messages went undelivered or unchecked. Meanwhile, National Reconciliation Council head Abdullah Abdullah made an emergency return to Kabul to meet with President Ghani. The head of High Council for National Reconciliation had been in Doha, Qatar, since Tuesday to meet with representatives from the United States, China, Russia, and Pakistan, as well as Taliban officials. A former spokesman for President Ghani, Najibullah Azad, told VOA that Abdullah had brought back a proposal for a political deal. He said Ghani and Abdullah met on Friday for hours. This is VOA News. The U.S. Forest Service said Friday it's operating in crisis mode, fully deploying firefighters and maxing out its support system as wildfires continue to break out across the United States West. The agency says it has more than twice the number of firefighters working on the ground than at this point a year ago and is facing what it called critical resources limitations. An estimated 6,170 firefighters are battling the Dixie Fire in Northern California. It's the largest of 100 large fires burning in 14 states, with dozens more burning in western Canada. The Dixie Fire has destroyed more than 1,000 structures in the northern Sierra Nevada and continues to threaten several forest communities. Zambia's Electoral Commission is calling on candidates to be patient as election workers tally results in 10 provinces from Thursday's general election. Observers report a massive turnout at polling stations across the country, including the capital, Lusaka. Zambia election officials promise they will announce the result within 72 hours after the last citizen voted late Thursday night. Zambians voted to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives. Analysts say the general election is a test for a country considered one of Africa's pillars of democracy. President Edgar Lungu faces his fiercest competition from a familiar challenger, Hakainde Hichilema, one of 15 opposition candidates. Analysts predict a tight race to determine the country's political future. A second round of voting could result if no candidate receives more than 50% of the ballots cast. Clashes between supporters of the ruling party and those supporting the opposition left two people dead in Lusaka earlier this month. The death toll from Turkey's flash floods soared to 38 on Friday, as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited one of the hardest-hit cities to lead a prayer for the victims and pledge government help. The devastation across Turkey's northern Black Sea regions comes just as the country was getting over hundreds of wildfires that killed 8 people and destroyed forests in the south. Turkey's Black Sea coast is dotted with villages built along valleys that frequently experience heavy flooding in the summer months. Some longtime residents of the region, however, said this year's flooding was the worst that they could recall. And in the U.S. state of New Mexico, one student was killed and another taken into custody Friday after a shooting at a middle school near downtown Albuquerque. It was the second shooting in New Mexico's largest city in less than 24 hours. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.